now. It's good to see you again this evening. We're going to start the service off by saying that coming down, Jesus has a table spread with a sense of God our fed. He invites his chosen people.
Yeah.
coming down the field opening for our force. This thing bringing in the sheaves, sowing in the morning, sowing seeds of kindness.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. The Lord bless each one this evening, and we do give everyone a warm welcome in their service in the name of the Lord. And thankfully, we've got the heating fixed at last. The fellow was here just before everyone came, and he was telling me that nothing's had to be done with the heating here for 6 years or however long it's been built. And it was there in the system. So she wasn't going right, but she's going right now. I don't want you to tell me now you're too hot. Get a coat off if you're too hot. Praise God. But it was cold this morning, wasn't it? It was too cold, but you know, you need the heating in the hall. And then he's going to find out for me as well for the Two Scottish Dancing here on a Wednesday night. And they're maybe going to try and change it to Tuesday night, so that we can have the hall on the Wednesday night. Because I know the Thursday night doesn't suit everybody, and I know it's hard to get a night that suits everybody. And people, different commitments and everything, and I understand that. So I think if we get Wednesday night again, it might suit people better than Thursday night. But we'll see. He's going to let me know about that. So we just thank the Lord for that. Praise God. Let us turn in our Bibles tonight to the book of Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4 and verse 33. Acts chapter 4 verse 33. Maybe we could stand, just we want to read one verse. And Acts chapter 4 verse 33. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Let us just bow the night before the Lord, and if you have a request, just lift your hand up before the Lord this evening. Praise God, praise God. Heavenly Father, we just humbly bow before you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for this another opportunity that we can come into your presence by the new and living way, through the precious shed blood of the Lamb of God. Lord, we would say with the one that penned it, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. We thank you that we've open access tonight. The heavens are open, because the veil is rent in twain, from the top to the bottom, and a way has been made into the holiest of holies, a new and living way, by the precious shed blood of the Lamb. Father, we thank you that your ears ever opened our cry. And we come before you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray for every hand that's raised, meet every need in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm asking you this evening for those that's needing your touch, me on the island. Pray you'll touch her and heal her in the name of Jesus Christ. For Sister Eileen Jones and her family, you know the situation, that you'll move and bring total deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. For any others tonight who are affected with COVID, or any other ailment, may you touch them and heal them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Father, I take the Holy Ghost tonight to help me. And I thank you that you will and you do. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Knowing the power of God today, I believe God wants us to know his power today. And the early church, the early Christians, you know, they made a tremendous impact upon their generation. They were dedicated Christians, and they operated in the gifts and the power of Almighty God. Now we know that we are promised by Malachi 4, 5, and 6 that the spirit of Elijah would come in the last church age to turn our hearts back. To turn our hearts back to the original apostolic faith, so that we should be a people that was like the first church. And the first church was a Pentecostal, tongue-talking, Holy Ghost-filled church. And the last church that's to see the rapture, the catching up, will be a tongue-talking, Holy Ghost-filled for the heating. But after some time, a problem crept in, and she needed altered. But it was very easy fixed. A man came there in 5 minutes, and he had her going. And you see, as we go along the Christian life, sometimes we need a top up. A top up. The old brother Smith said many years ago, he said, "Lord, give us a gallon to bring us up to empty." That's what he said one night in the service. He said, "The light's on. No, the light comes on." There's a lot of people drive their vehicles on empty. And you know one thing about a vehicle, maybe not so much today, but vehicles years ago, if you let them get too low, they start to pick dirt up on the system when they get low on fuel. I tell you, we don't want to be low on fuel, but we want to be full with the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
Be ye filled with the Spirit. That's the Word of God.
Amen.
And to know the power of God, we need the Spirit of God to fill us. Hallelujah. Here's the wonderful scripture. These apostles give witness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them. Great power was given to them. We heard about power this morning. Great power was given to them. Amen. The power of God. God provided his resurrection many times through the ministry of the early church by many, many signs, many wonders, many miracles. They were men approved of God. And the Lord was certainly with them. God today wants us to be turned back to the original apostolic ministry, where we see and truly believe God is still not just God. Everybody talks about God, but I'm here tonight to talk about Almighty God. There's a big difference. He's Almighty God. He's not just God, he's Almighty God, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-prevailing. And we need to know about the Almighty God. Genesis 17, verse 1. "And when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, 1 year of 100. 1 year of 100. Don't worry what age you are tonight.
Amen.
Go on anyhow.
Glory.
"The Lord appeared to Abram," before he changed his name to Abraham, "and said unto him, I am Almighty God." I'm not just God here, Abraham. I'm Almighty God. Amen. Almighty God, walk thou before me and be thy perfect. William Branham said in a sermon one time, he said, if God asks for perfection, he has to make a way for it, or he would never ask for the perfection. And he says there's only one perfection, that's through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's your perfection. Not in your own or in a system or a program, but it's through the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all sin and all unrighteousness. Praise God. Psalm 62, verse 11. "God have spoken once, twice have I heard this, that the power belongeth unto God." It is God that's all powerful tonight. We have a source that we need to tap into, and that source is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Power of God. The power of God. Jeremiah 32, verse 17. "O Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power."
Amen.
Hallelujah. "And stretched out thine arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee."
Amen.
This is Almighty God we're talking about tonight.
Amen.
This is a God that could open the Red Sea.
Glory.
This is a God that could sustain people for 40 years. Their clothes never waxed. In 40 years they're able to do it. This is the same God tonight. This is the same God that stood in the midst of the burning fire furnace with 3 Hebrew children because they wouldn't buy. Fellow said to me the other week, "You're holding the rest of it all back." These fellows was as well. They held everybody back. Everybody else bowed down, but they refused it.
Amen.
And they cast them into the burning fire furnace. What are you going to do about that? We're not going to do a thing, but we believe God can deliver.
Amen.
But even if he doesn't, we'll still not buy. And the fourth man came in the midst of the burning fiery furnace, and he delivered them.
Yeah.
God can deliver you out of your situation. God can deliver you, whether it's cancer, whether it's pains, aches, anything. Our God is almighty.
Hallelujah.
And he's able to deliver. Hallelujah. "Now to him who is able," I'm reading this from another translation, Ephesians 3:20, listen to these words. "Now to him who is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly more than all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, and dreams. According to His power that worketh in us.
Amen. Power of God's in you. People say, where would I get the power of God? The power of God is in you.
Amen.
It's in you.
The Bible says through the Gospel of John 14:15, the anointing which you have received will teach you all things.
Amen.
And Jesus says that the Holy Ghost shall be in you a well of living water. In you.
When He's in you.
God that used to be above them, then He stood with them. He's no more above them or standing with them. He's in you.
That same God's in you tonight by the Holy Spirit.
He sent His word and He healed them and delivered them. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came.
Amen.
And He filled God's people with the Holy Spirit. That was the inauguration of the church. That's where the church began.
You know, when you read the book of Acts, it's a wonderful book. You never can read it enough.
You know, would do no harm reading it just about every week would be good. But you know what it says in there? All that Jesus began.
All that He began, we're to continue.
I love to read the book of Acts. The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, all that Jesus both began to do and teach until the day He was taken up.
We're going to be taken.
Glory.
We're leaving.
Amen.
He was taken. Think of this morning now.
It says the Lord was taken up.
Is that the Bible?
That's right.
We're going to be taken.
We're leaving here. Why worry so much about things down here when we're going to go? Two will be in the bed, one will be taken, one will be left. Two will be in the field, one will be taken, one will be left.
When the rapture of the church actually takes place and we go,
only those that's filled with the Holy Spirit and born again are going to go. And there's going to be a time set in Jacob's trouble. Praise God. God is no equal.
Amen.
I want to tell you in this service tonight, God's no equal. There's no devil, there's no demon the equal of our Almighty God. He made the devil and them demons. And I tell you tonight, they've only a short time. The devil knows he's a short time to go. That's why he wants to give you as much trouble as he can give you. You want to turn it loose on him.
Glory.
Turn your screw on him, the old boy used to say.
Right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory.
There may be many mighties. Hear me this evening. There may be many mighties, but there's only one Almighty.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's God Almighty. Praise God. He is not dependent on the majority because He has a monopoly. He's Almighty God. Let me read you a quote, and it'll be in them wee books that everyone, I think most people got them, of David Greenough. And I know Brother John would have knew David Greenough. My mum would have knew him. Maybe the rest of us never would have knew him. I don't really remember him really. He dedicated me to the Lord as a boy. Prophesied over me that the Lord had called me.
And David Greenough was used to God. Anybody that knows him knows that.
But here's what he says. It'll be in that little book. It has been said, this is David Greenough, that the power of God cannot be legislated, dictated, fenced in, stacked out, nailed down, copyrighted, patented, bought or sold, stolen, boxed up, or bottled. God is Almighty.
Hallelujah! You can't put God in a box. You see this side here? God cannot move in a certain place
because there's stuff there that's not right, so God wouldn't move.
Dear brother or sister, if that's the case, we're all finished. God moved in High Bank Jail and me.
Amen.
In a jail cell.
Amen.
He moved in a jail cell and the disciples, and He broke the jail open.
Amen.
That's the way we moved on it. Jack Cole said He shook that jail like a ship in a rough sea.
Amen.
And the jail cell bars flew open. And the fella keeping them took a sword out to kill himself.
He don't let them escape. And they said,
he was going to kill himself. They said, do yourself no harm. We're all here.
That's right.
We haven't run away.
Amen.
And he said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And he fell on his knees. And they preached a simple gospel to him.
Amen.
He didn't need a dictionary to understand it. Believe.
Romans 10, on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. That's it in a nutshell.
Amen.
Simple message from an Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. God wants us to seek him today, tomorrow, and the next day. God wants us to be continuous. Continuous. And like man used to pray for the spirit of stickability. And we need the spirit of stickability in this evil age. Amen. There's something about steadiness. You know, up and down is all right, but you give me a man that's steady. I'll show you a man that was steady. He's called Enoch. Enoch was steady. Enoch, Spurgeon said Enoch wasn't up 1 minute and down the next minute. He said, Spurgeon said Enoch walked continually steady with God, and God took him. That's right. Hallelujah! And the Lord's coming for people that's steady.
Amen.
Glory to God. They're not up 1 week and down the next week. Praise God. They don't need to jump leads. And then the next week they need to jump leads. You know, do you ever get a battery that leaks? That's all it is, brother. You need a new one. Amen. A good battery holds a charge.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I tell you, God's people can hold a charge.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost can come on you and stay on you.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Staying on you. Amen. You want the Holy Ghost to stay on you.
Yes.
So on the Monday morning when you meet the unsaved, they know there's something different about you.
Amen.
They'll be in the town about the great weekend they had early in the Lulia.
Mm-hmm.
You ever felt the town of the great weekend you had praising God?
Amen.
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 Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
He walked with God. It's not good to know. Isn't it good to know that he is perfect love always? Unlimited power for the highest good of those who gently seek him. Go to the power.
99 years of age, and God makes him and says, walk before me and be that
perfect. I am thy exceeding shield, Abraham, and thy great reward.
God gave him a son when the said couldn't happen.
That's right.
He was married to a woman, couldn't have children. Not only was she too old for it, but she never had any children before when she was young. Think of that now.
Absolutely impossibility. That which is impossible with man,
amen,
is possible with God.
Right.
Brother, I can't do it. That's all right, but God can.
Amen.
Nobody asked you to do it.
Right.
If you were depending on me to do it, you'd be wrong. If I was depending on you, I'd be wrong. But
right.
God can do it.
Amen.
It's God you're depending upon.
Amen.
A great preacher many years ago, and I read his whole life story. My mother brought me the book some years ago and I read his whole life story. And he's a man mightily used of God many, many years ago. And he said the work got so big and he needed so much financial support to support the work. And he said there's a woman used to come in dressed in black. And she would give the money to support that work for another month, and he tried to meet her. And every time he tried to meet her, he never could meet her. She was in an act before he knew it. And when they'd call him and say, that woman in black's here, and he would come to meet her, she was gone. And 1 month, the woman in black never appeared, but he still had to pay his bill. And God spoke to them. And God said, the woman in black is not your source. I am your source.
Amen.
God used the woman dressed in black. And it wasn't bad that she was dressed in just a black dress. God used her, but God was a source, not the woman in black. And God is your source. He's Almighty God. My Bible says, no good thing will I withhold from them that walk upright before me. Hallelujah. The Lord's a blessing for you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God tonight. God's power is not limited to a certain period. We hear so much talk of, I'd have lived in a certain day, I'd have done this, I'd have done that. You'd have done nothing more than you're doing.
That's right.
If you were meant to live in 1960 or whatever year, maybe you were born then, back further, you know what I'm saying? God, you were born at the right time.
Amen.
You were born at the right time. You're meant to be here at this time. This is the time God wants you. This is the place that God wants you as well.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Listen to this evening. We may all have read, have even been someplace where God moved mightily. And maybe some of us would. But remember, the God who opened the Red Sea is with us today, present throughout the world to meet bare His arm. Wherever there is a need, the Lord Jesus Christ can meet that need. The God of miracles, the Lord of Israel, is no longer limited.
Amen.
He's not limited to the boundaries of the country. He walked in the shores of Galilee and the streets of Jerusalem, but He's here tonight. He's not limited to Jerusalem or Galilee. He's here tonight. Hallelujah. You need to believe this. You see, if you don't believe this, you're wasting your time. There's no point coming somewhere to meet God if you don't believe you can meet Him. Where will you meet Him? Here's a question, and everyone should know the answer to this. Where will you meet God? You will meet God in His chosen place of worship. Where is God's chosen place of worship? Where He put His name. He didn't put His name in any denomination. He put His name in Jesus Christ. Yes. Hallelujah. That's His chosen place of worship.
Yes.
Where He put His name, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus, who did so many miracles in the land of Israel, is no longer limited to the boundaries of that country. And what He did in the shores of Galilee and the streets of Jerusalem, He can do where you are living today. He can do it. We do not have to go to Israel to find Jesus Christ or the upper room to receive the fullness of the Holy Ghost. God is present and He's mighty to bless.
Amen.
You don't have to go over to Jerusalem to get the baptism.
No.
Some people think, you know, if I get baptized in certain water, or if a certain preacher baptized me, or a certain preacher prayed for me, everything will be all right. If you start with God, you're wrong to start with.
That's
the truth.
That's right.
It's the Lord Jesus you need.
Amen.
God can use anybody. Now, there's men of God. We know that. We respect that. That there's a fivefold ministry of men of God that God uses. But God never called us to follow any man, only the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the man we're following. Hear this tonight. Matthew 18, verse 20. For two or three are gathered together in My name, there am I in the midst of them. Hallelujah. Wherever we're gathered in the name of the Lord, the Lord's in the midst to bless.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Christ is where the need is. Listen to me this evening. You are listening well. Christ is where the need is. Them's magic ones.
Praise God. Them's the preacher's friend.
Isn't the Lord good?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Christ is where the need is. All you have to do is reach out by childlike faith and touch the Master.
Amen.
It's the Lord Jesus you can touch. Somebody could pray for you and you could touch God through them.
That's right.
Because you didn't expect when you're praying for something's going to happen. You ever heard of that point of contact?
There's something good about the point of contact. God can use it. The power of God is not limited to certain persons. Hear this evening. We can indeed think of mighty men of God. Moses, Joshua, Elijah, Elisha, Peter, John, Paul. The names go on and on through the whole Bible, church history. There have been even in this very land, wonderful men of God in England, the Jeffrey Brothers, Scotland, Wales, the USA, Wigglesworth, Branham,
Jet Cole, Oral Roberts. There's a massive list.
Names you've never even heard about. And it goes on and on. Men that God mightily used. But then one thing in common. They set the face to God. Amen. All over the world. But the anointing of the Holy Spirit never was and never will be the private property of any individual. For Jesus Christ says to all His disciples in Acts 1 verse 8. Here's what He says. But ye shall receive power.
Amen.
That's everyone. Hallelujah. After the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You want the power, you need the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that gives you the power. It's the Holy Spirit that destroys the yokes and sets the captives free, the Holy Ghost. Amen. I tell you, you know, one old preacher said that the disciples prayed for 10 hours and preached for 5 minutes and the power of God moved.
Amen.
He said, church leaders today preach for 10 hours and pray for 5 minutes and nothing happens. There's truth in that.
secret.
Amen.
Prayer is a secret. And any preacher, any person, it's waiting on the Lord.
Amen.
Waiting on the Lord. Asking for the presence of God to come. The power of God to move.
Amen.
Upon the people of God.
John 14:12.
And we should know it off by heart. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me,
amen,
the works that I do shall he do also, and greater, which means more. How many knows nobody could do greater than Jesus? Then these works shall he do, because I go unto my Father. You can experience salvation, for the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. The power to take a drunkard, that's what the gospel can do.
The gospel can take a drunkard, amen, like Sidney Moran, a jailbird,
amen,
deliver him and make him a preacher.
Amen.
The same power of God can take a tramp called William Mullen
and deliver him and sober him and make him a soul winner for God. That's the same power of God.
Amen.
A man that done a midweek Bible study over here in Lurgan, and 500 people attended it, not was Baptist, by the way, not Pentecost.
Amen.
And he went to Belfast and conducted meetings, and he seen people saved. And he wouldn't even say it was a move of God, he's appeared to.
Now, look, I wouldn't agree with him on a lot of things, and I know some of you wouldn't, but that doesn't make any difference.
He saw people saved. Amen. But I'm telling you, the gospel's the power of God.
You know, people's a habit of saying, and this is a bad, wrong habit. Maybe I've said it myself at times. And all of us is guilty of this.
He'll never change now.
He's too late. He just drinks all week. Drinks his wages. He'll never change now. He's too late. That hussy will never change. She'll never change now. The way she runs about and carries on, she'll never change now. She's too late. It's never too late for God.
Amen.
God can sober the drunkard. God can change that weak girl.
Amen.
God, the power of God can move them.
Absolutely.
We need to be praying for them.
Amen.
And the worse they are, the more we need to pray.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
And we need to believe God for the power of God to come on them. Glory to God. Do you believe that tonight?
Yes. Amen.
God can change anybody.
Amen. Oh, but they're too old, they can see. What is too old? I can tell you, God can save anybody at any age.
Amen. I'm going to tell you this evening, you know Raymond Gorman? Everybody here, I'm sure, knows Raymond Gorman. And any of you don't know Raymond Gorman, that was my mother's.
He was married to my mother's sister. So I suppose he's our uncle-in-law. Is that right?
Uncle.
Raymond, uncle. So Raymond Gorman was a wild man. Everybody knows that. Raymond Gorman stood in Shepherd's Pub one night in Bond Bridge, and there's two men fighting. And he took a bottle and he slashed his own face like that.
And the blood ran out of his face, and Sam Shepherd said, "Give me the bottle, son." And he handed him the bottle, and there's massive scars in his face. He was electric shocked twice. His own wife signed him out of the mental. That's the truth now.
But Raymond Gorman was dying, and his daughter rang me, and I was praying, and I felt the Lord tell me to go and see him in the hospital.
And I went down to the hospital, and his daughter, she's dead now. That girl's dead. All of them, nearly every one of his children's dead.
At least three of them committed suicide. And I went down to the hospital, and I was to go in and see him, and the oldest girl said, "It's too late, Tommy, you sweat." And she started crying. And I was sitting just praying, talking to the Lord in the wee room, you know, waiting room. And then the nurse says, "No, he's
come round again. He's come round again. And he's asking for you."
And I went into the hospital, and there was Raymond Gorman. He'd come back round. They thought he was actually dead. They got him brought back round, and I went in to him.
And he said, "I was waiting on your call."
Amen.
And I said, "Raymond, do you want to get right with God?" And he said, "I do." And Raymond Gorman prayed
on his dying bed, asked the Lord to forgive him.
Amen.
and put things right with God,
dying on his bed. Amen. Somebody said, I don't believe he's saved. I'm glad you're not God.
Amen. Amen.
This Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There's no wee pieces in between here. It says, if they live good or done this or that, that doesn't exist here. If a dying man sincere calls on the Lord, God will save him.
Amen.
He prayed the prayer and he could see him on his dying bed. And he just finished it, and in a moment he was gone. And I stood there and he was gone and he went.
Died on us right there and then. But he got right with God before he died. Hallelujah. Our God can save anybody. Never give up on a wife, on a husband. God can save them.
And you don't even know it. You know there's people, and they're maybe embarrassed to say things in front of other people,
but you don't know in secret what they're doing. That's another thing as well. Not everybody
would come out and say a thing. You know the Bible talks about Nicodemus.
How many of you knows there were secret believers in the days of Jesus? Certainly there was. He came to Jesus at night time. He didn't want his mates to see him
or to know that he went. How many knows that's the truth? What about Joseph of Arimathea, a secret believer? And he put Jesus in a tomb for an every man led.
He made his grave for the rich.
That was that grave. That tomb.
How many knows that? Now I'm not saying if you're saved, keep it secret. The Bible says you're to confess the Lord. But God can save anybody.
Amen.
He's Almighty God. You can experience the salvation. Praise God. God can do it.
Look at James McConnell. There's another man in this country, and I know I've mentioned a few, but he lost his parents as a boy.
As a boy, he lost his parents to TB. They all died to TB. His grandparents raised him, and they didn't know where he was half time, because you hear his testimony. At 14, he was out in that park under a tree all night praying. He wasn't at home. They didn't know where he was half time. But God done something with him. And I hear a lot of people say that's not, that makes no difference.
You and me might agree with everything he done, the way he done it,
but God's not going to ask you any of that.
That's right.
It's not going to make any difference.
That's right.
He's seen people saved.
Amen.
And God used them. He that winneth souls is wise.
There's many, many testimonies even in this country of people God's delivered and set free. Many, many testimonies. You know, what about the Roman Catholic Church? What about people that never even once heard the gospel?
And the first time they ever hear the gospel, they get born again. The Holy Spirit opens their eyes because there's power in the gospel.
Amen.
The gospel doesn't need someone to give it power. It is the power of God.
Amen.
It is the power of God.
Hallelujah.
That's the Bible. 1 Corinthians 1:18, the preaching of the cross to them that perish, foolishness. But unto us that are saved, it's the power of God.
Amen.
Praise God. I'm going to close in a moment. Never limit God's blessings and God's power to others alone, for you are a candidate for his endowment. Don't ever say,
the Lord baptized Sister so-and-so in the Holy Ghost, but he wouldn't do it for me. God can do it for you. You're a candidate.
You're a candidate for the Holy Ghost. You're a candidate for the power of God.
God's power is not limited to any movement or a certain cliche or club. But the power of God's available to whosoever.
If you humble yourself before God, he'll bless you and fill you.
John 6:23,
and in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you.
Amen.
If you're sincere when you pray,
believe for it. And God will do it. Amen? God will do it.
You know, I'm going to stop there this evening. You know, Brother Philip, and everyone maybe wasn't here the night, but you heard him telling about the fish. What the fish he caught. He prayed and the Lord let him get them fish. Another fella's feet stirred and never got them fish.
You know, the Sunday after that Friday night service, Philip said, get out of the service. There's a certain gun that I'm going to get it. Now, the gun he wanted is like a hen's teeth to get. He can't get them. Well, he got one the other day.
Amen.
She was in the shop. She was waiting for him. Now, but serious. God can provide you a pair of shoelaces. Well, that's what you need. But Brother John testified how the Lord got him what he prayed for, and it was there for him. And God can do it for you, whatever you need of a pair of shoelaces.
I used to be real mad if it broke.
Did my grandfather always wear brogues? Is that right, Sean? I think he wore brogues too, you know. And when I seen them when I was a young fella, I had to get the brogues. And see, you fellas, when I was your age at school, you know why you had the brogues. There's only one reason Tommy had the brogues. I like to get trouble, you know. I used to put the clips on the heels of the brogues. And then you went in the clip, you had the full horseshoe on the heel of her so you could run the floors in the school.
And then you get caned. The clip, they were banned, you see. But Tommy had to have the brogues with the clips in the heels, and he'd give the players a good squeak.
And you'd hear him coming a mile off with the clips in the heels. With the brogues.
The brogue shoes. They tell you now it's not even good to wear. You know the way you used to have hobnail boots?
They say them the worst thing you can wear now. That they do something, tell you with them steels. I don't know if it's true or not.
But they used to have some job where you could hear yourself like a clydesdale.
And you know, you clipped them the more because you could hear them like the top dancer.
But I'm telling you, when I went to England, I needed a pair of shoes. And I prayed in the airport for a pair of shoes. And I read a testimony of a wee man of God. And that wee man of God said, Lord, if you let the knees go out of these trousers, I'm quitting.
But he said, I know you can look after me.
And I read that and I thought to myself, I'm going to England, there's holes in these shoes and there's holes in the socks in the shoes.
And I says, Lord, if you could get that man the trousers, you could get me the socks and the shoes. And you know the testimony, John Noble took me for them brand new black shoes. And that evening a fella called to visit,
and he gave me a parcel and I opened it and I shouted, glory to God.
He said, what's he excited for? Pair of socks.
Now that wouldn't be much to some people, but if you didn't have socks, I would have a whole lot. I heard of a missionary once, and a woman, and she prayed for a pair of shoelaces. And somebody posted her in the post for a pair of shoelaces.
God can do anything.
Hallelujah! God can do anything because he's Almighty God. God is not limited to an age, or a place, or a time. God can move now. He's in very present help
in the time of trouble. Let's stand our feet tonight.
Praise God this evening. Let us close our eyes tonight.
You know, I'm going to say this evening. I think it was John used to tell us this years and years ago.
If the Lord has something for you, it's there for you. Whether it's a vehicle, or you're praying about a relationship, or praying about someone else, what you're going to do about it,
the Lord can fix it. The Lord can fix it. That someone you might not think is important, is important to God.
We need to just come to the Heavenly Father and tell Him, talk to Him like your best friend.
Amen.
Tell Him everything about it. When somebody says you're wasting your time, you're wasting your time.
You never waste your time when God's concerned.
Amen.
Lift your hand tonight if you have a special request. You have a need tonight. God spoke to you in that service. And I'm going to pray as we come to close tonight. God bless you. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. You believe God when I pray this evening. I want you to believe that something's going to happen. that something's going to change in your situation. It is the Lord that can do it.
If two agree is touching anything in earth,
amen,
God will do it. And a threefold cord's not easily broken.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we have heard your word. And your word is yea and amen in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Here a little, there a little, so is the word of the Lord. Father, I pray that you'll confirm your word to the individuals tonight in this room. In the name of Jesus Christ. Change that situation.
Yes.
Change it around. Lord, if it needs a miracle, you're the God of miracles.
Amen.
You're a miracle worker. I believe in miracles because I believe in God.
Amen.
You're Almighty God. There's no one like you.
Amen.
You are different, supreme, above all.
Amen.
Almighty God. Lord, we can approach you through your provided way, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And Father, we humbly come before you by the name you've set far above.
Yes.
Every other name, the name of Jesus Christ. And in the name of Jesus Christ tonight, meet that sister's need. Meet that boy's need. Meet that brother's need in Jesus' precious name. Change the situation around. In the name of the Lord we pray. Father, I'm asking you for the man tonight that needs to get saved. For the woman tonight that needs to get saved. For the wife, for the husband, for the son, the daughter. Cover them with your precious blood. Speak to them. Move upon them and draw them to yourself. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray. I bless the people in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless each one this evening as our brother Gary comes. And we have a meeting on Thursday, and if anything changes, I'll post it up. Next Sunday morning, Brother Mark's going to be bringing the Word of God. And the Lord bless each one of you. God bless you all.
Sing that hymn we were singing this morning, just we didn't just get the right key. Robbie did, that's my choice. I think that's even a good one. That one, key, D, 5.